This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Diamonds Direct's spring sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center,
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons. It's just wrong. What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone? Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake. It's just sick.
Well, the shooting of children is certainly sick. So to get into that part of the discussion, which I don't look forward to, but obviously it's something that needs to be discussed, and I will point out, as I always do. And unfortunately, when I say, as I always do, it's because we've had this conversation I don't even know how many times in our 25-year talk radio career. And they certainly seem to be happening closer together, too, when we have this conversation. Anyway, a couple different angles on the... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, ironically, and awfully, during COVID, it kind of took a break because so many kids were not at school. And I had this wish that, wow, maybe something will reset or
right.
We don't have to deal with this anymore. Yeah, well, so much for that.
Oh, something I always say is you can't anger me on the gun conversation. You just can't. For whatever reason, I seem to be immune to being angered on the gun conversation. No matter what position you take, I don't feel threatened or whatever. But because that is not the case, it doesn't seem to me for most people, judging on reactions to social media. If you even bring up, how about this, to a lot of people, whether it's more pro-gun or more anti-gun, people go berserko. And it's difficult to have discussions that way. So I mentioned last hour, I have a friend who, after one of the horrifying school shootings, invited me to a gun range and had me shoot his AR-15. He has an AR-15 because he is in law enforcement at a very high level, served in Afghanistan, and I can't go into all his background, but he is a guy who really knows what he's doing, and he is proud to be a right-winger, and all the things that are, you know, the right, watching Fox News, you know, listening or whatever, couldn't be more Second Amendment-y guy and conservative as anybody I know. But is bothered by the idea that people can get AR-15s. He doesn't know how to square that with the Second Amendment. But he said, "Man, that gun is just too good, too dangerous and easy." I'm not making an argument. I'm not making any argument. I'm just saying a guy I know with that background said that. Period. Mm-hmm. Period. Here's the other side of it, though. What Joe Biden just said. Let me offer my 10th caveat. I think if you're a Second Amendment person and you believe it's a people problem and not a gun problem, I think this making the argument all these years about hunting has been a bad idea, and I've always thought that is a bad idea. Quit bringing up hunting. That's not where the rubber meets the road on this whole conversation, because then it allows people to say, you don't need this to hunt. I don't own guns to hunt. I got a whole bunch of guns. You know why I have guns? To kill somebody. I own guns to kill somebody. That's why I own them. I hope to God I never have to, and I would only kill somebody who is a threat to me or my family. But that is why I own the guns. I don't hunt. And that's why, you know, every month during the pandemic, and this is because of George Floyd, not the pandemic, the George Floyd riots that were happening all over the country, we're setting records every single month with gun sales in this country. People weren't buying those guns to hunt. So I definitely think if you're a person of the right, it's not a good argument to always get into the hunting. You have to defend it on a liberty, self-protection angle, because that's what it is.
Of course, it's also the origin of the Second Amendment,
right.
So it's
kind of an
obvious tack to take.
Exactly. Yeah. I've always thought it's a bad idea to go down the road of, what about hunting? No, you've got to be able to defend strongly the right to own a gun to protect yourself. And when Joe Biden says something like that, what are you going to use that weapon for? I'll tell you what I would use it for, and this is why I may get an AR-15 and would own an AR-15, is when I saw riots in the streets all over the country and police not doing anything about it. If that gets close enough to my house, I want a gun that's really easy to use and really good to be able to defend my family. Mm-hmm. 99.99% likely it's never going to come out of my gun safe. But if the S ever hits the fan, I'd like the ability to have that weapon. That's why. That is why. I don't think it's that hard to understand. Now, whether you think anybody ought to be able to have that gun, well, you know, let's get into that conversation. But the idea that, first of all, again, the whole hunting argument, because that's what Joe Biden, what are you going through the forest and camouflage with this? No. People bought all those AR-15s in theory to defend themselves and their property. That's why they bought them. How do we keep them out of the hands of crazy lunatics who want to kill people out of spite or anger or fun or whatever? I don't have any idea.
Well, it's going to take a mix of methods and measures and societal attitude changes. And like we've been discussing, it's a complicated thing. And anybody who tries to make it one thing is a fool. They're either a fool or demagoguing to get contributions or votes. Or whatever, which is the business they're in, you know.
Do we know yet? Because as I went to bed last night, they weren't certain. Did the kid buy these guns legally?
Yeah.
And I call him a kid because an 18-year-old to me is a kid, but I probably shouldn't in this particular instance, since whether or not he was a legal adult is germane to the conversation. He was an adult. He bought the guns legally?
Yeah, that's the information that's available at this point. I'm scrolling around seeing if I could come up with the specifics, but there isn't even an allegation that that it was unlawful. The discussion is mostly this guy was clearly troubled and was still able to purchase a firearm, although I'm still digging into that, honestly.
Which would get into the whole red flags law thing and trying to figure out who's mentally ill. You know, when somebody goes out and buys one of these guns, and he just bought it recently, right? He just turned 18 recently, just got the gun recently, killed all these freaking little kids. Just the worst thing in the world. But whenever these happen, the number of times that their neighbor, their family, their friends, their teachers, their boss say, oh, yeah, exactly the kind of person who's going to do that. I was always afraid he was going to do that. I mean, God dang it.
Yeah.
But back to the guns briefly, because we're going to probably get into red flag laws in more depth later at some point. I feel like the gun conversation gets off track if we pretend on the right that it's about hunting. No, it's about self-protection. So let's make the argument on self-protection. And then on the left, I think a lot of that is arguing about various things when I think a lot of you think the Second Amendment's a bad idea. So maybe you should just present that conversation as opposed to dancing around the topic. How many people on the other side of the gun conversation wish the Second Amendment didn't exist? Mm-hmm. I think a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So let's go ahead and have that argument. Although By the way, second Michael Moore reference of the morning. I saw him calling for the end of the Second Amendment. At least he's honest.
I'm surprised that hasn't grown as a movement. It would have to grow a lot before you're ever going to change a constitutional amendment, if you remember fifth grade.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, there are so many avenues I'd like to talk about today.
Well, the one thing I wanted to throw in about the gun thing that I haven't yet. So I'm watching, I flip on MSNBC right after this happens. And they're very emotional. Everybody was emotional. You should be emotional. If you're not emotional, I don't know what, you know. See a therapist about that. Horrible story. And I cut people a lot of slack for anything they say, text, or tweet hours after one of these things happen, because it's just awful. Everybody wants to do something. But I thought it was interesting. You had the two hosts on there, John Heilman, one of the authors of Game Change, political consultant, and Nicole Wallace, former Republican, now MSNBC host. Doesn't really matter who they are. They're your typical, from that side of the politics, cable hosts. And John Heilman says, I've never shot a gun. I don't understand. I've never shot a gun in my life. I don't understand why anybody wants to. I don't understand why anybody wants to own a gun. I don't get it or anything like that. And he says to Nicole Wallace, have you ever shot a gun? She said, nope, I've never shot a gun in my life. And I thought, well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
So the two hosts doing the coverage on this story about guns in America have never even fired a gun in their lives. That's how far away from completely understanding the whole gun thing they are. And you've never been in a situation. You were never, ever in, like, I don't know, had a friend and you were curious or just whatever. You're so far from it, being two people that live in New York City, and you've never even fired a gun. That doesn't seem like the right crowd to be having a discussion about this.
I absolutely think that's a useful confession, though.
Yeah.
Saying, I don't have the slightest idea why anybody would want a gun. That's okay. I appreciate you admitting that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Because there are lots of people in the country who perfectly understand why they do want to have a gun. And to get anywhere on the conversation, you're going to have to come to more of a, I don't know, more of a common, I don't know what percentage of people have never fired a gun. I got to believe it's the minority. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I wonder. Huh.
I've been guessing. I've been living out on a farm for the last 15 years, whether it's coyotes or randos coming by, and you're, you know, 15 miles from the closest police station, I want to have a gun in that situation. And a lot of people live like that. There are a lot of people, you know, 100 million people live like that. So that's one angle. Or you live in a neighborhood that's not as safe as your gated community probably is wherever you live as a highly paid multi-million dollar cable news host. So, no, you probably don't feel like you do need a gun. But there are plenty of people that live in neighborhoods where they do feel like they need a gun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, there's going to be division between people who are actually searching for solutions and those trying to score points. And I think they'll be pretty easy to recognize in the days to come. You know, and it takes all kinds, I suppose. It takes the, although I don't love them, the hardcore type who'll never give an inch, never give a single inch, because they think if they give an inch, they'll give away a mile. But just, I don't know, keep your eyes and ears open. Who's trying to solve things and who's trying to score points?
Well, yeah, well, what we're doing isn't working. So I think we can all admit that. Whatever we're doing is not working. You can join on the text line anytime you want, 415-295-KFTC, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Maybe next segment we'll get to the previous five biggest school shootings in American history, the mental state of the shooter in every case, and see if you notice the sameness.
Yeah, I think I have a pretty good framework for dealing with this intellectually. And I don't mean, you know, fancy pants intellectually. I mean how to think about it and then how to move toward a solution. Whether anybody will pay attention or care is, you know, an open question, but I think it's a sane way to look at these things. So stay tuned for that. In the time we have in this segment, a couple of things. Number one, some bonus mailbag I thought was interesting on a lighter note, because everything's a lighter note. Jeff points out that Ukrainians are now using the verb to Macron, meaning to Macron or Macroning, meaning not helping, just pretending to.
Wow.
To Macron. There's a very funny video in the world of golf about how to make it look like you're helping your opponent find his ball that's semi-lost, but not actually looking.
Oh, wow.
Just kind of going back and forth over the same ground. Right? That's Macroning in Ukraine. Interesting. Got this email from David asking three questions. Why do the media always say that our inflation is caused by the pandemic, supply chain issues, and the Ukraine war, but never mention out-of-control government spending? Well, it's the reason is self-evident. That's a rhetorical question. Why do the media cover the Biden administration's efforts to increase the supply of baby formula as though it is a second Berlin airlift, but never say that the baby formula shortage was caused by Biden's malfunctioning DNA? I'm sorry, not DNA, FDA. I'm reading while I'm talking. I'm sorry. Biden's DNA may well be malfunctioning.
I think it is.
But indeed, the FDA is the question, which was beautifully typed, horrifically read. Again, the shame is mine. That's a good point. What actually happened? Have you read anything, even attempting to understand what was that whole back and forth with that Abbott baby formula plant and the FDA?
Right. Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah, there is. And according to one guy who wrote in who has a familiarity with the way federal agencies work, he thinks it was a game of chicken. It was a bullying effort by the FDA, and it reminded me of a situation a friend of mine went through opening a business where a government entity went to him and said, yeah, the fees to open that business are going to be $60,000. And he said, there's not a chance we can afford $60,000. Forget it. We just can't open our business. And they said, could you do 30? And it became clear it was a mob action. It was an extortion. It was a how much money can we get into our coffers thing. And I believe firmly, especially having read some of the fabulous journalism, editorializing Matt Taibbi's done lately about activist administrative agencies that decide we're going to change the world through our regulations and fines. And they go way beyond their brief, way beyond their assigned duty. I just wonder what was going on at the FDA that because of some thinly sourced anonymous complaints about their safety at that plant, the plant said, okay, we'll shut down completely for months. Okay. I mean, because they got to make money, right? They got to stay in business. Why would they do that? Who's doing the reporting on that? Then the third question, which I thought was interesting, is why did the media repeatedly report that the Biden administration is walking back the president's comments, but never tell us exactly who in the government decides that the president messed up, since that's the person or those are the people who apparently actually run the country? The president's team, I guess, walks back, clarifies, etc. There's a piece in the Washington Post today by Ashley Parker and Tyler Pager, who I don't really know, but the headline is, the White House keeps walking back Biden's remarks. Some argue that the president would be better served if advisors let his off-the-cuff comments stand rather than suggesting he was mistaken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A lot, after he said what he said about Taiwan, I saw lots of people on your liberal channels even saying, no, don't walk that back. That needs to be our stated policy, so...
Yeah, and they actually don't quote many people. They do quote Ian Bremmer saying, hey, he said it. Let it hang out there. See what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. More on the awfulness of yesterday coming up.
Armstrong. Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Show. 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
That's a very upset. Everybody was upset yesterday. Like I said earlier, if you weren't upset, man, there's something wrong with you. I'm still upset. But as Steve Kerr coached the Golden State Warriors in a pregame conference, expressing his unhappiness and going with the angle a lot of people go with, that it's just a lack of willingness to do something about the guns. Now, how this particular horrible shooting from yesterday shakes out and the details, I don't know. But we can address earlier shootings where we do have the facts by now. And a couple of things. First of all, on the gun angle of it, I came across this yesterday from David French of the Dispatch. He pointed out that Marco Rubio made the argument in 2015 after another horrible school shooting that the assault weapons bans and magazine limits and various things that people propose, the so-called common sense gun laws that people propose, almost always wouldn't have had any effect on the shooting that we're all upset about.
Correct.
So we propose laws that wouldn't have stopped that, but it would make it harder for a law-abiding citizen to get the magazine, get the gun for whatever. So a lot of people got upset when Marco Rubio said that. And then Glenn Kessler, who is definitely not a right winger, of the fact checker for the Washington Post, went through it all and said that what Marco Rubio had said was true. This is certainly a depressing chronicle of death and tragedy, but Rubio's statement stands up to scrutiny, at least for the recent past, as he framed it. Notably, three of the mass shootings, and he goes through the ones they were talking about at the time, that the gun laws being discussed wouldn't have stopped those particular shootings. And it's just a fact, Glenn Kessler saying. He said, it makes me upset, but it's just a fact. So we're talking about laws that wouldn't have affected this particular shooting. That happens all the time when we get into these discussions.
Well, and I think notably, Kessler gave the rarely seen Geppetto checkmark. Not only did he not assign one or more Pinocchios to it, he said, no, this is absolutely true.
So why do I bring this up? I'm building up to what can we do that actually would have an effect? Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to actually have an effect on what happened freaking yesterday. Red flag laws. What is a red flag law? The idea is if a person exhibits behavior indicating that they might be a threat to themselves or others, like suicidal ideation or violent fantasies or wherever, a member of that person's family, it says here his, might as well say his, because it's practically always a male.
Yep.
A member of his family, a school official, a police officer, or somebody can go to court, get an order that permits police to either seize that person's weapons and prohibit them from purchasing any additional weapons so long as that order lasts. The red flag laws go by different names. Some people call them extreme risk protection order, gun violence restraining order, severe threat order, whatever you want to call it. That's what people are referring to when they talk about red flag laws. Well, let's go through some of the recent school shootings. In the same way that Marco Rubio went through recent school shootings and said, look, the law you're proposing would not have stopped this school shooting. Let's look at this is such an awful topic. These are the five worst school shootings in U.S. history before yesterday, because unfortunately yesterday is now number two, and depending on how things go at the hospital, it might end up being number one. It's pretty freaking horrible. Let's go back to Virginia Tech back in 2007. That shooter had previously been diagnosed with a severe anxiety disorder. After an investigation into allegations that he was stalking two female students, a Virginia special justice declared him mentally ill and ordered him to attend treatment. However, because he was not institutionalized, he was allowed to purchase firearms. Next one, Sandy Hook. The worst so far. In a report issued by the Connecticut Office of the Child, identified the shooter was on a path to violence for some time. School administrators identified troubling signs at an early age. While his mother may have indicated worry to friends, she never reported the concerns to law enforcement, but he had been declared by a Connecticut office of children that he was on a path to violence. I don't know. Do you get to take away his right to buy a gun or have access to a gun? I don't know.
I'd point out that French in the article also produces or suggests some safeguards and limitations on red flag warnings to make sure they're not irresponsibly used and make sure they're not permanent, et cetera.
Right, but I think we're noticing a trend here. Mm-hmm. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, 17 deaths. Police were called to the shooter's home 39 different times during a 7-year period. He was reported to the FBI for comments he made online. He also made threats to attack the school in 2016, was caught with a gun-related object in his backpack. Columbine High School, going back to 1999, one of the shooters made detailed threats to beat up and blow up a fellow student. The local sheriff was called to his home, where they discovered a pipe bomb. The information was relayed to school administrators, but the matter was not looked into further. And Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon in 2015, 9 deaths. The shooter had been voluntarily hospitalized for mental health reasons. His mother spoke of his anger and mood swings. All of these people were known troubled people before they went and killed a bunch of fellow human beings. Now, in some of these cases, they took their parents' guns that were somehow available to them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any red flag laws take away the guns of parents of troubled youths.
That's an interesting question. Guns in the household,
right.
Never mind who, quote unquote, owns them. And something, you know, obviously we'd have to work through as a society if we went further down this route as Arizona did. So that's a great topic for discussion. The way I'm thinking about this is, you know, from a medical perspective, you have to properly diagnose an illness to avoid simply treating symptoms and not getting at true root causes or the chain of causation, because very few things in life are one thing. There are multiple causes. And I bet this exists already, but nobody's paying attention to it because it's complicated, it's not exciting, and it won't get votes or contributions. But what I'm picturing is a matrix of factors and characteristics of all the notable school shooters, and add in, I mentioned, you know, 55-year-old dead-enders who shoot up the plant where they were, that sort of thing.
Right.
There needs to be a matrix of characteristics. Call them causes if you want. You know, you could start with how many of these kids had a father in the home? Not saying that's the whole answer. I'm reminded of, I think it was H.L. Mencken, one of the great thinkers of the 20th century, pointed out, for every difficult problem, there is a simple, powerful solution. Simple, powerful, and wrong. Is there a father in the home? Has there, to get back to Governor Ducey's plan in Arizona, has there been an expression of desire to commit violence against others?
Like there was with the guy at Buffalo. He had expressed a general desire in a school assignment to kill himself and others in June of 2021. Was taken by police for a psychological evaluation. Spent a day and a half in a mental hospital.
Yeah. So is the kid active on social media? I'm not saying that's a cause or anything, but, you know, that's an alienating factor for some kids. Has the kid been a victim of bullying? Every possible cause, and we could trot out a dozen more if you want, or you could text them in or whatever. Let's build that matrix, and let's do some check marks or descriptions of, do they answer that description or do they not? Yes to that one, no to that one, yes to that one. Look for relationships. Look for tendencies. Look for statistical trends. Let's understand this. With all due respect to Steve Kerr crying and screaming about senators, or Joe Biden, or anybody else crying and screaming about anything else, unless we come to a full understanding of what's happening here, we are wasting our time. We are shouting about symptoms. Or we are eliminating one cause when we may find out it takes three to five of these so-called causes to result in somebody who actually wants to hurt other people.
I wonder if this is something that AI could someday take on, where, of course, somebody'd have to have access to this information. You get into all kinds of, you know, freedom issues there, but where it could put together all the pieces that have occurred among previous mass shooters, pick up stuff that we aren't picking up, and put together all the different factors that come together usually when something like this happens.
You know, I'm not sure that's necessary, honestly, but let's give it a try. Why not? It's great at medical science type stuff. Hey, a quick word from our friends at Simply Safe Home Security, the best home security system you can get. I mean, they give the example of all sorts of different threats, fires and flooding, obviously break-ins and that sort of thing. They mentioned this gal who sleepwalks all the time, and so she would walk out her front door, and she lived right near a four-lane highway, which is obviously a nightmare waiting to happen. But they have Simply Safe entry sensors on her doors that trigger a loud siren in the base station, and that woke her up and saved her from perhaps a disaster. Whether you have a child you're concerned about sneaking out, you got a pool to protect or whatever, that's just one of the customizable features that Simply Safe can offer you.
Protecting people in all kinds of different ways, 24/7. That's why 4 million people use and love Simply Safe. It's simple to set up. You do it yourself in about 30 minutes. It's simple to use, so you'll actually turn on your security system. I know so many people that don't use theirs because it's so, not their Simply Safe, but their other system, because it's so complicated.
Here's all we're asking you to do. Click on simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Spend a few minutes. Customize the perfect system for your home. You're going to be impressed. Go today. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
I don't know how other parents handled it, and I certainly don't claim I know the right answer. I did talk to my sixth grader about it yesterday because I'd rather him hear it first from me in the way I'm going to present yesterday's story than rather than hear it from someone else in who knows what way. I didn't talk to my fourth grader about it because I don't think it's information he needs, but I know a lot of you don't agree with that, but yeah. It's a heck of a thing. And I'm hoping they don't talk to him about it at school today. I'd rather they didn't, actually.
I think they will.
You think?
Yeah.
Because they're concerned they will have heard about it somewhere?
Yeah, because they will. I think they definitely will. Somebody will be talking about it on the playground, as they say. I don't think there's any avoiding it.
I don't worry about it at my school. And unlike I heard a parent say yesterday, nobody thinks it could happen here. I don't quite get that point of view. I realize it can happen anywhere, absolutely anywhere, but statistically it's so incredibly unlikely. Do you know how many schools there are in America? Even with as often as this happens, and as awful as it is, and I'm willing to explore any angle to stop it from happening, I'm not worried it happening because statistically it's so unlikely. I don't know. I've heard so many, you know, it's your man on the street type interviews, but I've heard of me, you know, I'm so scared to send my kid to school. I'm not. It's unlikely. Of things, bad things that can happen to my kid, that's not that high on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. We tend to be pretty rational about these things. We understand statistics and likelihoods of various things. But, yeah, I get people being freaked out.
I'm against the shooter drills. I know some people like those. I think that's... Because I think it's so statistically unlikely, I think it's putting you in a position of paranoia as a little kid who can't judge the likelihood of it into thinking this is quite likely, obviously, because we're preparing for it.
Yeah, if the faculty and staff know exactly what to do, I think that's probably
they
enough.
They should have a plan. No, that's perfectly good. I don't like presenting to the kids that way. Some schools do, some schools don't, but I'd rather they didn't. Especially in the younger end. God dang it.
Yeah. So anyway, my final thought on this topic is the matrix of mental conditions that Arizona had to analyze, you know, what happened and how to keep weapons out of the hands of the crazy, angry people who want to hurt others. Add to that the question of school security, the question of active shooter preparedness. I put all of those things in the mix and try to understand what goes right and what goes wrong in different situations and work toward a complete understanding of what can be done. Quit shouting slogans.
And quit assuming the other side has evil intentions. I think that would help everybody. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Inside out, fought foul. He just provided the greatest additive to a beverage. The baseball landed in a beer cup, and he just housed the whole beer with the ball in the cup. Oh, the deliciousness that is game-used beer.
He housed it. I don't know that term. Wow. That's pretty funny. He just housed the whole beer.
I've swallowed enough infield dirt in my time and inhaled plenty more. It'll be fine.
So the ball lands in the cup and then he drinks the beer. That's pretty cool.
That is.
Just got this list of the best Major League Baseball parks in America, a poll. And I've been to three of the top five. Here are your five best ballparks in America, according to fans. Dodger Stadium, number five. Seen a game there. Couple. A Wrigley Field, Chicago. Been there. PNC Park, Pittsburgh. I've not been there.
Yeah. Me neither. That's the newish one, right? I don't know much about it.
I'm sure it is. And then your top two, which I've been to several times. Oracle Park, the San Francisco where the Giants play. And Petco Park, number one in San Diego.
Yeah, those are good parks. I'm surprised Fenway isn't on there or Camden Yards in Baltimore.
I paid a ridiculous amount of money to be at number two for the Giants-Dodgers playoff, in which I paid $200 to park my car, and they broke my mirror, which then cost $700 to fix. So it was a dang near $1,000 parking spot. That's a good story.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Looking, that's perfectly sane.
Looking for the stupidest thing I can talk about that will cleanse my mind briefly. We do have... information just coming out on the scumbag, mentally ill murderer, I'll go with that, how he bought his guns and that whole thing. Maybe we'll kick off hour three with that. But here's the stupidest mind-cleansing thing I could think of. It's impossible to think of anything after this.
Excellent.
The Johnny Depp trial.
Oh, boy.
Kate Kate Moss, supermodel Kate Moss, has just taken the stand and testified that Johnny Depp did not push her down the stairs, as was a tabloid story, I guess, back in the day. I don't know. I don't read tabloid stories about Kate Moss and Johnny Depp. I'd never heard that story, but apparently it's a well-known urban legend or something that he had pushed Kate Moss down the stairs, and she says that never happened.
Which brings me once again to the point I've desperately tried to make, hoping a single human would hear it and heed it. There are guys all over America that beat their wives. And none of them have pushed Kate Moss down the stairs either. What the hell does that prove? It doesn't prove anything. What are you talking about?
Well, he was in a relationship with Kate Moss while he was a drunken lunatic.
One point, but that doesn't prove anything.
Most people want to see Johnny Depp cast in future films, according to a new poll. Speaking of stupid things to cleanse your mind. Roughly half of people are okay with the 58-year-old being cast in new projects. 21% somewhat approved, 14% either disapproved or had no opinion. I would go beyond no opinion if I got stopped on the street and asked this question. Are you freaking serious would be my answer. Are you actually asking me this?
What? would be my answer. Put him down for no opinion. He can't even form words. He just keeps looking at us like we have two heads.
I would say to the young person with the clipboard, this is what you're doing with your life. You're standing on a street corner, stopping passersby to ask him what they think about Johnny Depp. Okay, just a saying. I don't know what you got your degree in or what you were hoping to be when you're an 8-year-old, but this is what you're doing now. Have a nice day. That's what I would say. Anyway.
Ran into a nice guy the other day. He found out I was into music, and he ranted and raved about musicians he met. And he ran into a guy who knew even more, and he was just blown away. This guy knew these musicians of note. And I smiled, and, oh, that's nice. Celebrities are good at their jobs, okay? And they got jobs that a lot of people see. That's it. They're not heroes. They're not sages. They're not our leaders. They just have jobs a lot of people see. Including us, by the way. So everybody calm down.
If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy. And we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.